Well, it'll push them, and they'll get a glimpse of the future. It's always good to have some skill out there that you know is coming. I think for any of the guys, they know that whether it's this year or years to come, we're going to keep putting good young players into our lineup, and they know we'll keep getting better.
Have you been happy with your camp so far?
Yeah, I mean, you're never happy with the injuries, right? And then it's happening in every city. You can't avoid them because you always feel like it's setting you back from getting a look at what you want to really look at. So that's the part we don't like. You'd like it to be a week longer in one sense that you could get to that week with your team. But most exhibition schedules won't allow you to do it. You're playing 5 and 8. You've got to keep people around to fill rosters. We've pretty fortunate. I think the guys who have gotten into games have deserved them. So we're not filling out rosters with guys that don't think that either. We're looking at guys who can play here now, but we're also looking at guys, you know, who's the first call up and getting a feel for what they do. So, yeah, reasonably happy. You'd like to be healthier, but for the most part, very pleased from the start of the way our top end came in terms of conditioning. They really did some good work this summer.
When does it get the games, when do they get harder to get into? After tonight?
Yeah, I think after tonight. I mean, we still are going to have 4 or 5 guys out because of injuries, minor injuries, nothing other than, you know, Odell's, but TJ's progressing well, so we're hopeful he comes back into the fold. But tonight was, and right from before camp, this was the night that was scheduled. That our players, our younger players especially, or those guys that are fighting for spots now have to do something to get back into the lineup. So there's just not as many spots. We've got to get some of our lines and our D pairings together. So we'll get a more veteran lineup each night, so the extra spots are tougher to get.
Adam Lowry was just saying that as much as he's comfortable with what he learned last year and putting it into practice over the first few games, he feels like he needs to push himself a bit more and stretch his game some. Are you looking for that too? You want to see if he can add a bit more?
Not in so much that I found anything lacking in his game. I think his games are good. I think what you've got is a really smart player, and it's pace driven now. So I actually think practice is where a guy like Adam is going to see the biggest benefit. If he's fortunate enough to make it through and practice gets to one group and they're mostly NHL players, it just goes faster. The passes are harder. Everybody skates quicker. And that's really where those guys can develop, you know. And we've always felt that a young player has to play. He's got to get game minutes, and that's very, very true. But there is a benefit at time for just being out with guys. So he's got a really good understanding of the game, so he doesn't have to slow himself down in practice or in the games to figure out where he's supposed to be. He's picked up the systems really quickly, and then he has great adjustments to the people around him. So I've got some time for belief in his ability to really get a benefit out of practice as well.
Have you talked to the young players to sort of remind them that you're putting them in games because they've done enough to deserve other games, not just because, you know, they're here and that's what happens? In other words, you're sort of rewarding them and they know that?
No, I think that you know, there is a reward for work done in the past, even if it's not with the Jets. So if you get drafted in the first round, there's a reason for that. And clearly all our kids that have, younger players that have come in, have shown things in the games that they deserve to be in there. And if that hadn't, you know, you guys would be reminding me about that. You'd ask the question, are you sure this guy should be back in the lineup? But all 4 of them have done things in the games that we say, well, there's a future there. So they're in games now to try to make the team, clearly. But also, it's the natural progression. They come in, they get a bunch of exhibition games in, whether they make the team or not. If they come back next year, they'll get the same shot, but we're expecting more out of them. And that's what young players go through. So they've played well. I want to see them play. I mean, I like taking a real young lineup into Edmonton tonight, and it might get a little rough out there with some of the players that Edmonton will have, but how you handle that's important too.
Have you made any decisions yet about who will stay?
No final decisions. I mean, as a coach, I got my lineup 3 days before camp starts in my head, and then you watch and learn and see what the young players or the new players have brought to your lineup and who steals roles. So if you're asking me today, could I put a lineup on the board for opening night? Yes, I could, but it's certainly not final, and that's what the rest of these exhibition games are for.
Will anybody that plays tonight play tomorrow?
Yeah, possibly. Just now we do have some injuries. And I'm not worried about the back-to-back. I'll probably keep players out of 4 and 6 is what we will stay away from. That being said, the schedule, we've come off the hammer quite a bit. I mean, we haven't taken any days off, but we've skated. But now that we're in such a heavy game schedule, we've gone to more skill development for some players, but just trying to get the hands and feet loose for some other guys. So I'm not worried about playing guys a lot now. There'll be 2 or 3 veteran guys that just don't need to be out there every night. Toby Enstrom's the kind of guy, probably falls into that category. But we're in an NHL schedule right now, so I have no problem these guys playing through it.